Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being back on the podcast today. We're so thrilled you're here. And as we dive in, I want to take a moment and just encourage you. If you have a child that is either rising pre-K all the way up to fifth grade, we have a fantastic week scheduled for starting June the 10th called Vacation Bible School. It's from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday of that week. And man, if you've got a child that fits that age range, I want to encourage you to swing by the website, kids.sugarhill.church. Again, that's just kids.sugarhill.church, and you'll find out more about Vacation Bible School and find all the links there to register your child. And then if you're also looking for a way to serve, this is a fantastic way to do that. Well, this past Sunday, Pastor Chuck talked about this idea of culture. And so today I want to talk about culture really at the individual level. One of the definitions for culture when it comes to a company is it's felt more than it's seen. In other words, most people don't see culture, but they know what it feels like, especially when it's broken. And I think that's true in our relationships as well, that when there's some relational discord, it's easier to feel it than it is to describe it. And so today, if we're really going to think about this idea of impacting our culture in a positive way, one of the best ways to do that is to live with empathy. Here's what I mean by that. What I mean is that you're never going to have harmony with the people around you, whether it's your wife, your husband, your friends, or people you work with, without empathy. You can't have a team without being aware of what's going on in their lives. And that's why when people work together or they hang out together, people may work together in an office space, but they're not actually a team unless you really have this idea of empathy. Empathy is important for a lot of reasons, but two of the big ones is that it helps meet two big needs in our life. Every single person has the fundamental need to be understood, and they also have the need to have their feelings validated. In other words, they want to be seen. And so if we're going to affect culture around us, it starts with this idea of looking at the people around us and to build empathy into those relationships. Well, that leads to the great question, well, how do you do that? Let me give you just some simple ways to do this that I think will definitely impact the culture around you. And the first one is simply to slow down. Really, just slow down. Our culture teaches us to move fast. And one of the dangers of moving fast, and I'm not opposed to it, but if we're not careful, we'll move so fast, we'll move faster than the speed that our relationships can keep up with. That means that you're hitting the high points, but you're missing all kinds of details in the lives of the people that you care about the most. I love how the brother of Jesus says it in James 1:19. He says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. So just slow down. A second practical way to bring empathy into the culture around you is to ask a lot of questions. I mean, that's it. Ask questions. I just wrapped up having coffee with my good friend Zach Brown, and he asked some incredible questions. Well, Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, a person's thoughts are like water in a deep well, but someone with insight can draw them out. This is the idea that a lot of times people hold their emotions really close and they don't automatically share what they're feeling or what they're thinking. They just say, well, I'm fine, but it doesn't really tell you what's going on. And so if you ask the question, how are you doing? And the other person says, I'm fine. Here's one of the ways that you can draw out more from it. Learn to ask the question twice. That's how you develop empathy, to pause and to say, no, how are you really doing? The other thing that you begin to do is you learn to linger. That means you're not afraid of the awkward silence, that you just be in that moment. You ask the question and you're not afraid just to sit there and wait for the answer. Don't go to the next agenda item. Don't power through it, but just listen and learn. Again, these are just simple. Slow down, ask a lot of questions. And then the third one and the last one is don't be afraid to show emotions. Don't be afraid to show emotions. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Man, I love that. I love that idea of being so connected emotionally with who you are that you're able to rejoice or you're able to weep. That's part of empathy. Empathy is more than just saying, I'm sorry that you're hurting. It's saying, I hurt with you. You're willing to cry with them. You're willing to rejoice with them. There's only one way that you're going to be more empathetic, and that's to stay filled up with God. And so if your tank is low on God, you're not going to be very empathetic at all. You've got to stay filled up. Here's what 1 Peter 3:8 says. All of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude. And so today, I want to encourage you. You're going to be in the culture, and you have the ability to affect the culture around you. And one of the powerful tools that any person has that you have today is to bring empathy to the table. And I'm telling you, that connection will be felt far beyond its seen, and it's going to make a difference more than you could ever imagine. Let's use the power of empathy today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.